Tonight's shir, Simen Reish Pei Zayin, and Simen Reish Pei Ches, Sif Aleph Beis Gimel and Dalet. Simen Reish Pei Zayin, Nicham Avel Mabiko Cholim B'Shabbos, comforting a mourner and visiting an ill person on Shabbos, Sif Aleph, Yecholim L'Nachim Avel B'Shabbos. It is possible or permissible to comfort a mourner on Shabbos, V'chein, Yecholim L'Vakir Esacholah, and is similarly permitted, possible to check in on someone ill on Shabbos. But you do not talk to him and say to him or wish him the way you would on a weekday. Ella, rather, you say Shabbos, himilizoik urefua krova lavo, v'rachamav merubim v'shivsu b'shalom. It is Shabbos from crying out. Your healing should come quickly, and Hashem's compassion is great. You should rest in shalom. V'yesh oimrim. Some say the Rama adds, the ain sarach loim racham rubim, you don't say racham rubim, v'chul v'cheinog, and the meaning is to leave that part out. Mr. Bursav Khan Af, Yechon v'chul, Amin v'gemar, the Gemara teaches us, b'koishi hitiru l'nachem aveil m'levakachon b'shabbos, with difficulty, the Chacham allowed us to comfort the mourner and visit the sick on Shabbos, v'alkein therefore, lo yofa oisin osan shakol yemei ashvua ein hochin rak b'shabbos. It's improper for those who avoid doing this all week long, and then when it comes Shabbos, that's when they have time to come and check in on the mourner or the chayla. You don't say the way you do on a weekday, because it'll cause him discomfort, he'll start crying. It's not allowed on Shabbos. So we say Shabbos yimelizik. This is referring to visiting the sick. As far as comforting a mourner, we say to the mourner, Shabbos himelanachem v'nechama krova lavo. It is Shabbos from comforting in the regular way, but your comfort is close by. V'yesh mekil, and some are lenient. D'rashay lomer, that he could say, Hamokom yinachemcha. Kasa p'imigod, p'imigod, the mitzvah ba'ov l'beis ha'knesses, achar amiris mizvah shilim ha'shabbos. If the mourner enters shul after they said mizvah shilim ha'shabbos, shuv lo yikra shamash, at that point the gabe cannot call out, su'u negat ha'ov, let's greet the mourner. Then the haskah avayas b'fahesya, on Shabbos, we do not mention mourning on in public, but to go on his own, that would be allowed. Prior to Mizmer Shliyom Shabbos, that's when the Gabbai calls for the mourner to come in, and everyone says, and then we say Mizmer Shliyom Shabbos. But if they already said Mizmer Shliyom Shabbos, at that point it's too late. The Tzibur does not do it. We don't call it out, but Rabbim, that's already a Veras for Hesia, but rather he can go on his own and say Shabbos Himel Nachim. Simen Reish Peches, Dintainis V'Dintainis Chalom Shabbos, Alocha, fasting and fasting for a dream on Shabbos, if Aleph. Asur Lehis Anas B'Shabbos, it is forbidden to fast on Shabbos Ad Sheisha'os, until noontime. The Ramah says, V'afilu Loi Medu Mespal, even if he's spending that time learning and davening, Asur, that is wrong. Mishnah Berurah, Sefkod Aleph Ad Sheisha'os, the Gam B'Chol, even on a weekday, if a person only begins to eat after 6 hours of the day have passed, it's like throwing a stone into the container. It's ineffective. It doesn't do anything for him. And therefore, it's considered like a fast on Shabbos if he doesn't eat for the first 6 hours of the day. But if his intent is to fast, even 1 hour is also on Shabbos. V'akein therefore, shelo kedin oisin, mixas kehilos, it's improper what some communities do, shemis anin b'shabbos, that some of the chasos al hagzeres, that they fast on Shabbos until close to chasos, because of various decrees. V'im ta'im midi kodin tfilos musaf, but if he tasted something prior to musaf, motulis achar yois misheshos, then it could delay beyond chasos. Sivkan beizim espal also, even if he spends the time learning and davening, l'fiz according to this, Hashliach Tzibur Shemenagin, the Baal Tefillah, who's busy singing away. V'nyoritzim Beisik Knesset, Zarach HaSheish, and people don't leave shul till after Chatzos. Shaloka Hoigenu, that's not proper. U'befrat, especially Becherif in the winter, Shehayom Ketzam, where the days are short. U'mikoshkin B'yotim, and certainly on Yontif, Melvad, Rosh Hashanah, with the exception of Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, it's permitted to daven beyond Chatzos. Not Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah, that's not Shabbos. Now the Yerabah found a support to be lenient if one is learning and davening to delay until after Chatzos. Ubi deyesh shalom Mordechai perik kama the Shabbos kosev gamken shemut alumin aspal achatzos, and the big deyesh also on the Mordechai in the first perik of Shabbos says as well that a person is learning and davening if they can go beyond Chatzos. Siv beis yesh oimim, some say shadam shemazik lo ha'achila, if someone is harmed by eating is bad for him. Does oinig hulo shalachol, for him it's pleasure not to eat, lo yorcha, so he shouldn't eat. The Moses v'chein, mishe she'oinigim yivke, k'de she'yelech atzarim libo, if someone gets pleasure from crying, because that way the pain goes away, muter livkos b'Shabbos, then he can cry on Shabbos, because it's therapeutic for him. Mishne Berurah sifkan gimel lo yochal, v'chemat karov le'isur achila, it's practically awesome for him to eat, kivin she'mishaer she'yazik lo, because he estimates it will cause him harm. V'hainu im gam kezayis kosher lo lech, that means even a kezayis is a problem. So there are people who have problems with gluten and it causes them all kinds of pain and distress. So they taka don't. They're not going to wash. You know, they'll eat other things. But we learn from this halacha that if it's mazikim, so yes, it's a mitzvah to have a suda with bread. But if the bread is going to cause him tsar and all kinds of physical discomforts, we're going to tell him to skip it. So, hatsar mi libo. If someone wants to cry to get the pain off his heart, that would be okay. Because of the Taz writes, Hanadavke machmas rov dvekusu b'kodesh baruch hu zolgan elav demos. This is talking about a person who is so close to the Baruch Hashem, David Kodesh Baruch Hu, he cries. She came and seen him in Rekiva, he finds him in Rekiva. Bezor HaChodesh and Ezor HaChodesh, Shoye Boiche Mo'oid, Ba'omu Shir Hashim, he would cry when he sang Shir Hashim. Ba'asher Shiyod HaHechad V'amagin, he understood how far it went. Sometimes you find this that people down kavana. I will stam live kois kishayetz et sam libo lo ayin sham. Stam to cry to get the pain off. No, Taz holds is only if it's a product of devekus. Avol beli rabba b'tesef shabbos etiru. Eli rabba b'tesef shabbos disagree with the Taz and they say it's mutter. Kivin sh'aydei b'chiyaso yirvach lo. When he cries, he feels better. So this is his therapy, and we'll say that it's okay. Siv gimel. Adam hamis ane b'chol yom v'achila b'shabbos tsar hu loy v'reshinu veset. A person who fasts every day of the week, and if he would eat on Shabbos, it would cause him distress because it changes his habit. Perish davar kavua. It's a change from his normal pattern. Yesh oim, some say shera'u kama chasidim b'shimaisa she's ane b'shabbos v'tam zeh. So there are those who say that they saw many pious people and people of deeds who fast on Shabbos for this reason. And they say this was the practice of Yehuda Chosid. Because this person fasts all week long, eating on Shabbos would be distress. But if it's not going to cause him pain, even if he fasts for sins and tshuva, he should not be fasting on Shabbos. The Be'er Halacha points out, Tsar hulo, meaning to say some afilum yorchamat, even if he eats a little bit, he'll have tsar. Dilav hach, because if not, ain lulum no machose, then eat a little bit. So the same way we said before, the person who the food upsets his stomach or gets the stress, if he can eat a kazayas and he's fine, then eat a kazayas. But if even a kazayas is a problem, not. Here too, if this person can't eat regular, because all week long he doesn't eat regular, then he shouldn't eat a Shabbos. But if he can eat a little bit and it will not cause him distress, then he should. Sif dalt. It is permitted to fast on Shabbos a tainus chalom, kadesh yikara gizar dino, to tear up his decree. This is a fast when someone has a particular bad dream, so fasting is effective to tear the gizar din. V'tzerach l'hisanus b'yom rishon, kadesh yiskarpelo mashabito on Shabbos, and then he's going to have to fast again on Sunday to atone for missing out on Onik Shabbos. He's fasting on Shabbos to Mavata the Gzera. Then he's going to have to fast on Sunday for having fasted on Shabbos. V'im tashash kocho, if he's weak, v'en yochel is anu shnei yom yitzuf, he cannot fast 2 days in a row, lo yis anu b'yom yishon, then he won't fast on Sunday, v'yis anu achach, he'll fast another day for what he fasted on Shabbos. The Mar says, v'kol shkein, im ha'ya b'yom yishon chanukah, o shchoydesh, o pur mayontif. Certainly, if Sunday was Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, Purim, Yom Tov, a day that you're not supposed to fast. Even if it's Yom Tov Goyis, she'ein his anos arachak, then we're not going to say he should fast on Sunday. Rather, wait until later in the week. Yesh omim, some say. Misha yashin shenas tzaharayim. If a person took a nap in the afternoon, v'chalam lo, chalom rani, saw a bad dream. Yis ane mechatzay yom ad chatzay alay levoz yavdil. So he took a Shabbos afternoon nap, had a bad dream. He should start fasting then from midday until middle of the night, and then say Abdullah. Ubayom harishon yis'ane, and then he'll have to fast on Sunday. Kilus ane klosh yom haShabbos, as if he would have fasted the whole day of Shabbos, because you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos even an hour. So the fact that he fasted half of the Shabbos daytime, he needs to do teshuva for that too, and he'll fast on Sunday for that. Sivkan vav, mutul his'anos. If someone had a dream that warrants a tainus, he's allowed to fast on Shabbos. So, Sipla, what if someone else had the dream, a bad dream, about him? And he comes and tells him on Shabbos morning, oi, did I have a terrible dream about you last night? Lo yis'ane. The person who's in the dream does not fast. Al ira kein b'chol, if it happened on a weekday, yis'ane, he would fast. Look back in Reishchof. If someone had a bad dream about someone else, the one who dreamed should fast. Yarbe quotes it here as well. I some look there. The implication is the one who had the dream does the fasting. It would be a weekday. Maybe there, he didn't want to tell the person who he dreamed about and cause him discomfort, because if he would have told him, then that person would have to fast. Sivkon zayin, tainas chalom. So he fasted tainas chalom. V'gam yivala kol yom b'tayr, with tefillah. The rest of the day, he's not going to be eating, he should be busy with tayr and tefillah, v'yaskarpalo, and that will mechaper. U'b'seyda yom kosev, the Sefer Seyda yom writes, d'yuchel izvados alav anasov kishim isane, when he fasts, he could say vidui. Come over cholak on a weekday. Finally, up Simon Reishchof, Mishnah Berurah. Look back in Reishchof. Do boros and minikus ain lahoros lahen his anosafila b'chol. That women who are expecting or nursing, we do not tell them to fast even on a weekday. El yitnu pidyon nafshom tzedaka. Rather, they should give money to tzedaka as some kind of redemption for kapar. Ubefad especially in hechalushas if they are weak. Bevade ain lahen lahachmal. That's one thing they should not be strict on themselves. Kasevataz Taz writes, "Im hir her b'yom acham lo b'layla me inyan ha'hir." If he had thoughts during the day that weren't good, and then he dreamed at night, which reflected his thoughts, ein lo li'sanas b'shabbos, he should not fast on Shabbos. Da'hiru gorm zeh, it's his thoughts that caused it. For lo heru minishmai, it's not like he's being shown a decree in Shemayim. So the notice between the Chazanish never fasted, he's fast. He writes in his letters that I've had plenty of dreams that would warrant a tainus, but I don't fast. He didn't fast. He would tell people, if you're nervous, then go do the Ribbono Shel Olam by Duchening, even though it says that he himself, Chazon Ish himself, did not say the Ribbono Shel Olam. The notes also bring that if you could explain away the dream because you foods you ate, because the Aruch HaShulchan, then don't worry about your dreams, it's because you ate too much, you ate spicy food, whatever, blame it on the food you ate. Also, this point that he made before, that if one person, Reuven, dreams about Shimon, so he starts by saying that Shimon should fast, and then the question is, he brings that Reuven's supposed to fast. So he says, maybe Reuven didn't tell Shimon because it causes him tsar. But even Reuven should fast. Why should Reuven fast if he dreams about Shimon? So he brings notes because it could be the dream is about Reuven, not about Shimon. In his dream, he puts Shimon in place of himself, but actually the decree is about himself. Because why should he get a chalom by someone else? The chalom is about himself. So that's why the dreamer should fast, even if the dream is about somebody else. Sivkon ches, b'yom rishon. To the tshuva, he's going to fast on Sunday to make up what he's mevatel on Shabbos on Shabbos. V'im b'yom yishon hu tainis choyva. Let's say Sunday is already a tainis tzibur kagon shiva sabatamis v'kadomis shiva sabatamis or similar. Or feel tainis yochet shnog b'chov, or maybe even a personal fast that he is committed to. Kon sheyesh lo minhag kavua tamid l'sanos yom yishon shasichas. Maybe he has a minhag to always fast the first day slichas, which is Sunday. Then eino oyla lo. Magen Avraham holds, it's not going to help. That fast is taken. Because even if he wouldn't have fasted on Shabbos, he would have fasted on Sunday. And therefore, the tshuva for having fasted on Shabbos, is a different day. V'yesh cholkin hazeh, but others disagree. Taz, others disagree. U'sfilu, they hold. Da'av tainis choyvish u'biyom yishon oylo. So what? That Sunday happens to be a tainis sibur anyway. It also helps. V'chabiyom had tainis chova, shilo kapara amash hisan biyom yishavis. He'll have in mind when he fasts on Shivas and Batamas or the first day of Slichus that there should also be a kapara for having fasted on Shabbos. Umisha kashlo hatanis, if someone has difficulty fasting, yachal ismich ala mekilin the oilado. He can rely on those who are lenient that the fast worked. Sivkantes, Chanukah v'chulu, or if Sunday is Chanukah or a day that you can't fast, like Rosh Chodesh. Da'afka eilah hayamim shemidina asul esanas b'am. These are a list of days that meikar halacha, the din is you may not fast. And therefore, if he fasted on Shabbos, he has to make up the tainus on a different day. But if Sunday is a day you don't fast, not me ikra din, but because of a minig not to fast. You go on Yom Nisan like the days of Nisan. That's not a mikra din not to fast, that's a minig not to fast. Or Sivan, oh, Isuchag, or Isuchag, or Ben Yom Kippur Masukkos, or the time between Kippur and Sukkos, Chegav, anything like that. So on those days he can fast because he fasted on Shabbos. Or if he had a bad dream and he fasted on those days in Tanis Chalom, there's no need to fast to do tshuva having fasted them. But if someone did have a Tanis Chalom on Rosh Chodesh or Chanuk or Purim or Yom Tov Sheni Cholamoid, Tzarech L'meisav Tainis, the Tainis, so he'll have to fast into Tshuva for having fasted. So it's not just Shabbos. It's any day that you're not allowed to fast. And he's fasting because of Tainis Chaloyim, so then he has to fast another day to do Tshuva for having fasted. Sifka Yud O Rosh Chodesh. V'davka Sha'ar Rosh Chodeshim. That refers to most Rosh Chodesh. Al Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Da'atza Magnevam, the Yochel is Anispo. Magnevam holds he could fast the Tainis, to make up for having fasted on Shabbos. Mishum Shetani Sadikim, because Sadikim fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Ayin Simen Tov Kuf Pei. U'betois v'Shabbos Chodekov, Tosh Shabbos disagrees. The cause of Magavon Shalom Kamon, Magavon writes later, to Mishenu Rogel, the Zanus Tani Sadikim, if someone does not usually fast these Tanesim of the Sadikim, ve'erlo eiz at Tzorah Chashom, and then something terrible happens, Al Yis'anu, he should not fast then. So we don't take those days lightly. Sivkon Yudalf. Ad achakach. So he'll have to make up the fast after these days. But he got to do it as soon as possible. So if he had this dream on Shabbos Chanukah, so he's not going to fast for fasting during Chanukah, but as soon as Chanukah is over, he should make it up. He should fast for having fasted. If a person had a bad dream Shabbos afternoon, so he fasts from that point on. The afal pikeid enu mispal anenu acham. I can't say anenu. And he fasts until the middle of the night. And others are lenient. He doesn't fast until the middle of the night. He fasts until the night time. If Yom Tov is Matzah Shabbos, we should rely on this. Let's say his bad dream was Shabbos night, the beginning of the night, and he wakes up. So the Shlo is Machr that he has to start his time as then. He can't even taste anything or eat anything at that point of the night, after the dream. Ve'vi magnavam sim tov kuf samachdal. Magnavam brings this in tov kuf samachdal. The Rabbi sees the heart. The Rabbi says, "No, it's okay." Sha'atayne seinu maschil v'akas yom. The fast doesn't start till daylight, till alus shachar. So he can still have a drink or eat something after the bad dream during the night because the fast didn't start yet. Sifkan yudal the biyom rishon yis anem. Then he'll have to fast on Sunday because he fasted some of Shabbos. Vafilu im chalam lo achar shekvar kiyem suda shlishis achar chatzayom. Let's say he had his full three meals. He had shal shudas already. And then he laid down and he had this terrible dream. So even if he didn't have a bad dream, he didn't have to eat anymore. But now he's fasting because he had that dream. The fact that he's not eating for the sake of tainus, that's still an avera. And that's why he has to fast again on Sunday. So the fact that he only fasted an hour or two of Shabbos after he finished three sudas of Shabbos is still a reason to fast on Sunday for being mevatel oinig Shabbos for that hour or two after Shal Shabbos.